Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, kiddies. This is your Ghoulie, the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio with your host Mikey Bones and Rob Humphrey. We got no cat this week, Rob. How you doing?
No, we do not. So it's us hanging out. We're going to be talking about the movie Bones, which people might be surprised to know I picked, not you.
You picked that movie. That is correct. Yeah. I'm not happy about being stuck with you.
No, it's going to be fun. little male bondage time.
Oh, God. I forgot about that.
I did, too, until just now, and I'm very happy.
Oh, lucky me. Yeah. All right. So it's just me and Rob this week. We have Bones. So yeah. Dude, I didn't think of that. That's true. Anyone who listens to the show would damn near guarantee this was a me thing, and it was not.
Right. Like, we got a movie with Snoop Dogg, right? And you're the hip-hop guy. It's called Bones, Your Bones. It seems like something you should pick, but I just thought it'd be fun to watch this. I hadn't seen this movie in a long time. I thought it'd be fun to watch. It's got America's favorite mascot, Snoop Dogg, in it. We all love him. But it seemed like, you know, a fun thing to revisit. And we'll talk about it later. But you know what? I don't think I was wrong.
No, not at all. Also, Snoop Dogg's favorite line of anything he's ever done, and I'm a huge fan of his music, But yet and still, his greatest line has nothing to do with his music and nothing to do with his movies. It has to do with his commentary during that Nate Robinson fight where he went, "Oh, Lord."
He was great. He was great in that, doing the commentary during the boxing stuff. That was a lot of fun.
Honestly, have you ever seen somebody who's just great at everything they fucking do, like Snoop Dogg? No.
And here's the thing, even when he's not great, it's still great.
Right.
Like, he showed up in wrestling in AEW. I don't know if you saw that clip of him jumping off the top rope.
No.
He did like a frog splash onto somebody. Oh. I don't remember who. It looks terrible. I mean, it's awful. But it's because it's Snoop, you're just like, that's fucking cool, you know?
Yeah. I mean, his music, his lyrics are incredible. He's an incredible writer for his music. Producer as well, is a great producer. And almost anything produced by Snoop music wise is gonna be a banger. You're gonna have something in it that's really good, one way or another. He's not the best actor in the world. We'll kind of get into that a little bit later, but he makes it work. Just everything, dude. He commentates sports, dude. It's fucking everything needs to be commentated by Snoop Dogg, and I'll sit and watch
it. Here's the thing. I don't know that anyone has ever been as cool as Snoop is for as long as Snoop has been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people reach a level of cool, but then it usually fades. He's managed to do it, and you don't see this happen very often, where he's sort of crossed over into a mainstream sort of area where everybody knows him, everybody loves him, yet he still hasn't become cheesy. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't feel weird.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who was at one point on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Who's now hanging out with Martha Stewart and showing up at the Olympics, and it feels somehow all like the same dude, you know?
It's incredible. Yeah. Put out songs like Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me, and Tupac and Suge Knight and all this shit. The East Coast, West Coast thing he was involved in. Like, just so much hard shit that you think this guy is only going to be a rapper for the rest of his life because nothing else is going to want to have anything to do with him. And now he's hanging out with Martha Stewart.
And then just killing it, man. Showing, like I said, showing up at the Olympics, having the time of his life and making money for it. Good for him.
Doing whatever the fuck he wants, dude.
Yeah.
And there has been, I've seen several interviews with, like, you know, people talking about, you know, the Food Network working with Snoop Dogg, like whoever, you know, like just the working with Snoop Dogg on things that are other than music, he's going to smoke his shit.
Yeah.
And it's just become understandable.
Right.
You know, like nobody's going to say a word about any of it.
Yep. But yeah, a lot of fun. Love Snoop Dogg. And so, anyway, I've been wanting to rewatch this for a while. And I thought we needed something and this would be a good week to do it.
You were right. You're right. I'll give you that. I don't say that to you very often, but you were right this time. 100%.
I'm always right. That's the thing about me.
Let's calm down. All right. We got it. We're going to get to Bones later on. We got a drink roll call to get to. That's going to be quick this week. And we also have a short little mail. It's not a long mailbag because we've been having some pretty lengthy mailbags, but we got a short mailbag this week that we're going to get to. And then we can get into the Bones.
All right.
All right. What are you drinking? Are you really? I feel like you're going to be a dick and not be drinking alcohol right now.
You're absolutely right.
Bitch, I knew it.
Mainly because I had a headache all day and I wasn't feeling it. So I'm drinking Diet Pepsi.
All right. I was not going to drink anything. I am enjoying my greenery as I normally do during recording sessions. And I wasn't going to, but I had a feeling you weren't going to drink anything tonight. And I don't know why, but I was just like, Rob's going to let me. We're just going to have a dry episode and I can't have it. So I made a nice, classy cranberry and vodka.
Nice.
Not wrong with that.
Yeah. No, I did think about it. I thought about making a drink, but I had a headache and I was laying on the couch. I was all relaxed. I had the fire going and I was like, man, I don't want to even get up. So I didn't even get up until right before we had to record.
Yeah, that's something I found out about you. You got a fucking fireplace.
I do. And when I moved in here, I didn't think I would ever use it. And it's all I want to do is put stuff in there and set it on fire.
What have you said? This might be a bad thing.
Nothing, but just Duraflame logs. That's the only thing I put in there.
I don't believe you.
But yeah, I do. I do really like the fireplace. I'm a bigger fan of it than I thought I would be.
Yeah, you sent us a picture in our group chat. Like, just, I'm sitting by the fire. I'm like, who the fuck does this guy think he is? Sit by the fire.
It's very nice. It's been really cold, you know. Throw a log in there. Let it go. It's nice.
The closest I've come to having a fireplace, my parents had a fireplace in one of their houses, and I was sitting watching, I forget what movie it was, but I was sitting on a couch in the living room watching the horror movies in the middle of the woods, dark as shit, middle of the night, pitch black, other than this TV glowing. Their fireplace was on a timer. I didn't know that. So I'm sitting there on the couch and all of a sudden this fucking thing turns on. I fell off the couch. It scared the shit out of me.
That's fun.
No, that was not fun whatsoever. All right. 917-397-KILLED.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
That's 917-397-5455. You can leave a text message for the show, a voicemail for the show, and we will air it. We'll air the voicemails. The text messages are read by Ghostface. Also, our Patreon messages also get thrown into the mailbag, also read by Ghostface. We have a short list this week of messages, but here they go, one by one.
Hi there, hosts and listeners. Ghostface here with a short maybe sliced tomatoes.
Listen, our regular listeners don't get it, but no. this was a topic of our Patreon last week.
It took me a minute to remember what he was talking about. But, you know, when you start talking about grilled cheese, I'm in. Bacon, I can get behind that. Tomato, no. Onions, no.
Tomatoes are popular. I don't like tomatoes, but tomatoes are popular on grilled cheese, though.
Yeah, I bet it is. And that still feels like a grilled cheese. When you start putting ham in there, like you were talking about, that's a hot ham and cheese. It's a whole new sandwich.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to that, you're wrong. Before we get to that, the onions thing, why the fuck would you put an onion on a grilled cheese? Chris, no.
I don't know. Apparently, it is a thing that people do, though. And I know this because a stand-up comedian that I really like has a whole bit about how he was pissed when he ordered a grilled cheese and he got it with a bunch of onions on it.
I've never heard of that in my life. And I hate onions, so I mean, maybe I'm a little bit, but I've just never heard of that ever, even once.
It sounds disgusting. Just a cheesy onion sandwich? That's gross. Yeah.
But, okay, so wait a minute. The argument that we had on Patreon last week was a grilled cheese. If you add ham or bologna or, like, you know, other meats to it, is it a grilled cheese still or is it something else and it's not a grilled cheese anymore? Robin Cat said no. I said yes, it's still a grilled cheese. So wait, you're saying you can add bacon to a grilled cheese and it's still a grilled cheese?
I feel like it. Yes.
You just threw your whole argument out of the water. No.
I think it's a grilled cheese with bacon.
What about bologna then?
bologna would be a bologna and cheese sandwich.
That's bullshit. Why can't it be bacon?
Also,
bacon
that sounds gross to me. Bologna. I don't like bologna, and I certainly don't want warm bologna.
I like bologna a lot. Fried bologna is good.
Oh no, it's disgusting. I've had it one time. It was awful.
Oh, see, that's the thing, though, with, and I get it. A bologna is an acquired taste. Like, it's not a very widely loved food. You have to have the right type of bologna. Like, Boar's Head bologna is really good. Like, store, like, the package bologna, I would never eat that shit.
Yeah, no, that's all I think I've ever had is just the packs. Like, because when I was a kid, I would eat bologna sandwiches a lot. But now, I don't want nothing to do with them.
Good. Next time you're at a deli, grab you, like, a quarter pound, if even, of bologna. Give it a try, like Boar's Head or something, maybe. I don't know. But either way, it's not fair that you're giving bacon a pass. It's a piece of meat on there.
Yeah, but it's bacon. Like, bacon, you can put bacon on anything, makes it better.
You change it. See, there's too many rules for you guys on the non-grilled cheese side of things.
No, there's not. Because, like, if you get a cheeseburger and you put bacon on it, it becomes a bacon cheeseburger, right? This is just a bacon grilled cheese.
But it's still a grilled cheese nonetheless.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a bacon grilled cheese, though.
This is ridiculous.
Bacon doesn't change it. Ham changes it. Then it becomes a hot ham and cheese.
This is ridiculous. Absolutely absurd.
I feel like while bacon is often the star of whatever it's on, it's not, it doesn't change the name of what it is. Like, you don't have a bacon sandwich, although I'd eat a bacon sandwich.
Nah, I wouldn't eat a bacon sandwich. I'm not huge on bacon.
Really?
Yeah, no.
A lot of bacon.
A lot of people give me shit for it, man. Look, I'll eat bacon on a burger, but like bacon and eggs, I'd rather sausage. Like, bacon's so heavy and greasy, and I like soft bacon. So it's like kind of a pain in the ass to get it the way I want it. So it's just not even fucking worth it for me.
I will say that is a big thing with me. I'm the opposite of you, though. I like crispy bacon. And a lot of times I find when I get a bacon cheeseburger, it's too, the bacon's not done enough. They didn't cook it enough. So it's too soft. I don't like it.
I like it. See, and that's the thing. It can't be too, you know, like I need that perfect. And it's just a pain in the ass to do it. It's a pain in the ass when you order it because, you know, they'll fuck it up one way or another. And either it's too soft or then it's just crispy. And then you don't really enjoy. It's not worth it. And it's greasy and it's heavy. And it's just not worth it to.
Now,
but when I'll eat bacon.
When you get sausage with your eggs, do you get links or patties?
I'd rather the patty if it's a sandwich.
Yes, I prefer the patty. I prefer the patty overall, honestly.
If you're making an omelet, it doesn't matter because you're cutting it up.
Yeah, I guess. But even just freestanding sausage, I would rather have a patty than a link.
Yeah, I don't care either way. I'll take it either way. Yeah, I really like breakfast sausage. I know this sounds awful. God damn it.
Huh?
We're talking about sausage. I'll take it anyway. I'll take it either way. God damn it.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
I like link's okay. I prefer the patty.
It's better than what I was saying. So you know what? We'll just leave that there. Yeah. Well, let's leave it alone. One thing you learn as you get older is to quit while you're ahead. It's a very valuable tool. Yeah. The next and last message in the mailbag.
The next message with a suggestion for the show. I don't know if y'all have ever done this, but it'd be interesting to see your guys' top 5 or 10 movies that aren't horror movies on the Patreon or something.
Interesting. I'd be down for this.
I don't think we ever have done that.
We have not.
I'm not opposed to it on the Patreon. I wouldn't want to do it on the main show because, you know, it's supposed to be about horror movies.
Right.
Even though sometimes it's not, it's supposed to be. And I have a list actually, because I did this on Greg's live on TikTok one week. He had a few of us with our list of top, whatever, non-horror movies. So yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I've actually got a list ready. So whenever.
Wow. Okay. I'd be interested to hear, because I don't know. I have no idea what that list would look like for you. Usually when we do horror lists, we have a general idea of what each other's is going to look like. You know, I'm happy about it, but we know for the most part what it's going to look like. And yeah, I have no idea what your list would look like for non-horror movies.
Amazing.
So yeah, I would actually like to do that a lot. I did think of Greg though, because I know Greg, Darth Greger on TikTok, he did do that around Christmas time, right?
Yeah, it feels right. I don't remember.
It's something like that. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Honestly, that list would be harder to make for me than a horror list, because like I do like a lot of, I've been hanging out, like we'll do like watch parties or something and just hang out, watch movies in Discord or something. And like, oh, let's put on something scary. And I'm like, You know, it doesn't have to be scary, like, just because I'm here, right? Like, it's, right. We can watch. I like comedies a lot.
Yeah, I'll watch anything, really. It doesn't have to be, you know.
Yeah, preferable, obviously, is hard, but especially if I just watch whatever we had to watch for the show, if it's a multiple thing, like, I don't mind. I like putting on a comedy every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, I don't really want to watch a horror. Like, sometimes I pack in a bunch of horror movies, you know? Yeah. And then it's kind of like, all right, can I watch something that's not horror? Like, recently, like, towards the end of the year, I'm trying to catch up with a lot of stuff that I didn't see from the year or whatever I'm packing in. Plus, it's usually around the holidays, so I'm watching some Christmas horror stuff that I like. So it's nice to find something that's not a horror movie to sit down and watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea, Carly. Good shit with that one, man.
Yeah.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
Carly, maybe we can do that next week.
Has really stepped up and proven herself as a member of the community since coming on board.
Carly brings the wood, dude, every time. Yeah, absolutely. Stuff. I like that. Maybe next week we'll do that because we're running low on Patreon stuff.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, Patreon stuff's a little low now. It's funny, not long ago we were talking about how we were backed up with Patreon shows we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're kind of out of stuff.
Well, it's also too like patrons, man. And we're talking to all of you, Nesto, Chris, everybody. Let us know what you do like.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, too, I've been saying it for a while, Rob. Sexy Time with Rob needs to make a comeback.
We haven't done that in a while. I mean, I don't know that it needs to make a comeback, but we haven't done it in a while.
We haven't done it in a while. That one we know is a favorite.
Maybe of somebody's, not me.
The listeners, yeah, that's true. We go through a lot of shit. Although patrons will understand this more than regular listeners, or longtime listeners will. I had to explain a Mississippi bird bath to somebody recently, and the joy that I still get from being able to do that is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was. You learn a lot on that show.
You sure do. All right, yeah. Patreon.com/radio2. Get in on all the fun and whatnot, and it's a lot more interactive with the show. But yeah, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Bones. Fucking Mississippi bird bath, dude. I
kind of forgot about that, yeah.
It's probably the greatest thing that's ever come from the show.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. S tier, one would say. Yeah.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Rob, why Bones this week? I know you said you want to rewatch it or whatever. Was there anything past that? Like, what made you think of Bones for this?
No, I mean, not really. I've been kind of like, I guess I've been thinking about like, oh, I should rewatch that since like Snoop was showing up all over the Olympics and everything, you know, because he was all up in the news. And then we got the new album from him and Dre.
Yeah.
Whenever that was, a few weeks ago or whatever. So he's just been kind of, Snoop's been kind of top mind, you know? And I don't know. We were trying to think of something to watch. I also didn't want to get into a situation we've had the past few times. We've had to come up with a movie where we're figuring it out the afternoon before we record that night, you know? And so I was like, let's do Bones. And cool. That's kind of all there was to it.
All right. What's your initial thoughts on this movie?
I went into it like remembering it being a lot of fun. It's not a perfect movie. There are some things that I had issues with, but I remember it being a lot of fun. And ultimately, after watching it again, yeah, it's a really fun movie. Like, again, it's not perfect. It has some issues. We'll talk about those things. But ultimately, it's just a good time.
Yeah, I had someone, I think the perfect way to sum this movie up. I had a friend of mine in the Discord. His name is Chris also. So we have multiple Chris's now.
That's too confusing.
Us.
So the new guy's going to have to be Christopher.
Well, he doesn't like being called Christopher. The new guy,
him Chrissy then. He can't be Chris. I'm sorry.
I can guarantee he won't like Chrissy, but his new name might be Chrissy. I actually have a button. My buttons are back, everybody.
Bullshit.
They're back. And I actually have a new Chris button. Do you want to hear it, Rob?
I guess.
All right. Here it goes.
We need more wieners.
That's a winner of a button.
It's a really good button.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice job, Chris.
Yeah. He is not thrilled about it whatsoever.
We need more
wieners. All right. Anyway, Chrissy asked me about Bones because I said I had to watch it. And me and him, he'll talk about horror movies every now and then. He's been trying to, I think like he's a fan of them, but like, you know, not seems to not be super, super, super in depth. But I do like talking movies with Chrissy. And he asked, I told him I had to watch Bones and he asked, isn't any good? And I said, I think he watched it and someone else asked about it is what I think happened. And he had the same thought I did was it's not like if you're talking about, was it a good movie? Not really. But right. Are you going to be regret that you watched it after watching it? No, you're going to have a good time with it. You kind of understand what it is and you just sit and enjoy it and let it happen to you. And at the end of it, you're like, you know what? Could have watched something worse.
Right. Yeah. It's fun. It is a fun movie. It's like you said, it's not great. It's not, you know, it's not some masterpiece. It's not a classic of the genre or anything.
No.
But it is a lot of fun. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, I was also kind of just curious, like, is Snoop Dogg good in this movie? You know, like, I was kind of wondering about that. And I think the answer is yes. Like, he's not a fantastic actor, but I don't know that this role requires him to act much. Kind of just feels like Snoop, and that's fine.
You know, I was thinking that while watching it, because I'm a huge fan of Snoop Dogg. I've watched a huge fan of his music, first and foremost, you know, above anything else, obviously. But, you know, Snoop Dogg, I've seen The Wash. I've seen, you know, he was in Starsky and Hutch was another one. He was in a couple of things. And I'm not going to sit here, as much as I love Snoop Dogg and I'm a huge fan of his, I am not going to sit here and act like he is a great actor. I just can't do it because it's not true. But when you give him a role like this, where you tell him, all right, be a pimp, he's going to fucking nail it. Right, he's going to do well.
Yeah. Especially like flashbacks. He's a 70s pimp. Like, look, he's, you know, it's Snoop. That's cool. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to work. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen him in anything else. Like, I was trying to, the only other thing that came to mind was Soul Plane. And I don't think I ever saw that
too. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, but in this role, at least he was fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with his performance at all. You know, I don't know how much acting he's actually doing versus just sort of being himself, but that's fine. You know, like if you go see a movie that stars Snoop Dogg, you kind of know what you're getting. You know,
100%,
you know, and as long as he doesn't make a fool out of himself, then he knocked it out of the park and he didn't make a fool out of himself in this thing. Like it's
absolutely good. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also helps that he has cast around. I mean, Pam Grier is just a fucking national treasure.
Yeah.
And she's tremendous in this movie. Like she is in everything that I think I've ever seen her in. So that helps, you know, she can carry a lot of the weight for the movie and he can, you know, sort of just be doing his Snoop Dogg thing. Even the other actors who I weren't familiar with, the younger cast that are really sort of, I guess, the focus of the movie more than anything else. They're good. They're all good. I don't know that I'm familiar with any of them. They were all good. Like everybody else was good and Snoop was doing his Snoop thing. So it just works.
Yeah. It's just him playing a cool, smooth, pimp like motherfucker. And that's always been what Snoop Dogg has been.
Yeah.
It's been his person. And let's be honest. I believe his real name is Calvin Johnson. I forget exactly, but
Calvin Johnson, wasn't that? That was Megatron who played for the Detroit Lions, wasn't it?
It sure the fuck was. Hold on.
Calvin Brodus, I think.
That's correct. Calvin Brodus. I don't know why I thought of fucking Megatron. Calvin Brodus, the human being. Obviously, Snoop Dogg is a character. You know, true. We all grew up just knowing Snoop Dogg and like he's been such an integral part of media in general for so long. We feel like that's the person. Snoop Dogg, I feel like who we see now, like we were talking earlier with Martha Stewart and commentating on sports stuff, I feel like he's become more of himself, has come out more, but nonetheless, he's still a character. And especially earlier on his career, he was a character, you know, and that's kind of the character he was portraying. I'm sure it was himself amplified a lot, but it's still nonetheless. I mean, that's kind of like the dynamic with anything. That's what you're seeing here on the show for the most part. And it's interesting to see that now you're really playing an actual full-blown actor role character in a movie and how that's going to translate into it. And dude, he did it seamlessly. The motherfucker is like a genius, honestly.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, you know, the flashback to like the 70s when he was the drug dealer, pimp, whatever, in the neighborhood. He wasn't a drug dealer. That was kind of the whole thing, I guess. But he was running numbers and stuff. Like he was, you know, he played that perfectly. And then even when you cut to the present day, which was whatever year this movie came out, I don't remember, you know, where he was sort of the evil, you know, ghost character or whatever. He played that perfectly, too.
Yeah,
and he was really good. And he kind of played kind of sort of two different roles, you know, or two different sides of the same role or whatever. And he was great at both of them. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, man. And honestly, like Snoop Dogg has been one of the people I would love to have on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, obviously, like I said, I'm a fan of his or whatever, but just he's not a huge part of the horror genre or whatever, but. And I'll get back to that a little bit later, but he's done enough movies. I think he did another horror movie, if I'm not mistaken, but Bones alone, like we could sit here and talk to him about Bones and then talk to him about music and it'd be fucking great. But he's just one of those characters or one of that just you kind of he's just timeless. Like he can do anything. And if you put him in a horror movie, I guess I'll just get into it now. I feel like. And Dead by Daylight's a good example to kind of because they put it into visualization where they had their Metallica and Iron Maiden or Slipknot. No, I'm sorry. Slipknot and Iron Maiden. They had those collabs with those bands. And a lot of people were talking about how horror and metal and, you know, horror and rock and in certain genres of rock in general, you know, especially getting into like Ice Nine Kills territory and all that. It's very much so. Hand in hand with the horror genre. Dude, I'm going to say this now. I feel like rap is underrated. I'm not going to say it goes as far as rock because the tones are very equal with those two things. But I feel like rap's a very underrated complement to each other with the horror genre and the hip hop genre. Do you agree or no? Can you see that?
No, I think so. And we've seen some hip hop artists show up in movies. I mean, what is it? Redman, who's in CD Chucky, and you know, Ice Cube's in Anaconda.
Ice-T's in the Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah, that's right. Ice-T's in the Leprechaun in the Hood. You talk about a rapper who's a great actor. Ice-T is amazing.
Done a lot.
So But anyway, I can see it. I don't think it's. I think that the biggest difference is sort of it being with rock and especially metal is it's kind of obvious the connection between the two because the imagery of metal tends to be a lot of, you know, stupid like Satan stuff or skulls or what, you know what I mean? Like just kind of the imagery goes hand in hand with horror. But I would say that, yeah, there's very much a crossover with hip hop as well.
Yeah, you just don't see it brought up as often because rock is kind of, it's kind of like the perfect marriage there.
Yeah.
And
you know, you get a band like Iron Maiden, you know, like you talked about, like their whole, like their character, Eddie, who's like sort of their mascot, you know, he just looks like a horror character.
Right. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, man, like even our opening, like it's very kind of like hip hop based in the music, but. And I remembered explaining it to you guys when we were talking about getting a new intro music and like I had found that one and I had fallen in love with it. And I'm like, man, it's rap and I know what they're going to think. And I want them to hear it without me explaining it first, you know, because it can be ominous and it can, you know, kind of. And you look at stuff that Snoop Dogg has done before, like Murder Was the Case. And he's had a bunch of songs that hit those tones. And just just dark tones in general, not that they were horror necessarily, but dark tones. And yeah, I feel like it's very underrated and I feel like they did a great job here. Even the style of the movie, it's very Leprechaun in the Hoodie.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, there is a little bit of that. It's interesting. That was one of my favorite things about this movie was we don't get enough, in my opinion, of sort of horror in an inner city setting. We get some, but not nearly enough. Usually, especially with people of color, right? Because normally it's usually a lot of what we get are, you know, white people buying a house out in the country that's haunted or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or out amongst the hillbillies where they shouldn't be. We don't get, I feel like, enough inner city sort of urban horror with people of color. So it's always nice to see someone we do. And I think this is a pretty solid example of that.
Yeah, man. And it's fun. Like, it doesn't have that horror never. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say never. I'm saying origins. Like, when even you could talk back as far as Universal Monster days up until even like the 80s slashers, you know, and even a little bit beyond that, never had an expectation of being perfect ever until recently. You know, like, now you get stuff like Midsommar and like just things that are held under a lens so fucking much.
Right.
But, you know, like the real roots of this genre were never, never meant to be perfect. You were meant to have a little bit of money and make the fucking best with it and go out there and get your hands dirty and do some cool shit. That was what the horror genre was built on. And that's kind of what this was, man. Like, it wasn't perfect. It was far from perfect, but you could sit and enjoy it and have fun. And they went as far, they didn't even just go the Leprechaun in the Hood. There's so many other things like that, where it's just a bunch of weed jokes and, you know, like, this had a story, dude. This was a bad movie, like, in general.
Yeah, you do see that a lot, sort of like when it does go into like an inner city thing, it's really just about, you know, jokes about weed and stuff like that. And this one was, you know, it actually had a story and it was used to, you know, just that was just the setting, like, you know, and it worked. Yeah. You know, and it helps too. Ernest Dickerson directed this, and he's done some really good movies. I mean, he did Juice, he did Demon Knight, he did Bulletproof.
Demon Knight.
Yeah, he made Demon Knight. So good. He's done other horror stuff. You know, I mean, he's a solid director, and I think, you know, the movie looks good. The effects were hit or miss, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I thought some of them looked really good, and then I thought some of them were really bad.
Yeah.
You know, given the time that it came out, though, maybe not the worst for the time, but looking at them now, I mean, there's a shot towards the end of the movie where Bones, or Snoop, is walking up a staircase and there's fire like behind him, and it is the worst CGI fire I think I've ever seen. It looks so bad.
Yeah.
And the blood, I know you talk about the blood a lot. The blood doesn't look good in this movie at all.
That's fair. I noted down effects question mark. And sometimes I'll do that when we watch something. If I, like, we usually bring up effects, but if I really, really seen something that I had something to say about the effects one way or another. And I did that here. And I did that at a point where I say, oh man, that looks really good. I'm like, effects question mark. Let's talk about this.
There are some that look good in the movie, like some that look really good. Like there's like the, I don't even know how to describe it. There's like a wall of people or faces or whatever that is at one point, and that looks really good.
Yeah.
But then there's some that look really, really bad. One thing that kept driving me nuts that affects, I guess, is the dog's eyes. They gave the dog red eyes, which sounds cool, but in theory, it sounds cool. But I thought the way it looked on screen, it looked stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And after I seen a couple of things, I was like, oh, man, the effects. OK, wait, this didn't look like when I wrote down effects question mark. It was it's fine.
There were some that looked good. There really were. It's just, I think anytime with effects, the things that look really bad are going to stand out more, I think, than the ones that look good, to be honest with you. And the dog's eyes kept throwing me off. I was like, I know what they were going for, but man, did they miss the mark on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Like, it's fine, man. Like I said, this is not a movie to be put under a lens. It's not. And the fact that they were as ambitious as they were, like, I don't feel like, all right, I guess some of them were bad, but still, like, I don't think it was like they did enough good and they had the balls to go as far as they did. And for some reason, I feel like that combination, if you do a lot of the other things right in the movie, if the movie sucks, it's easy to bag on everything. This movie didn't suck, man. So they did enough right to where you could be like, you know what? They tried, they did a lot, and you could pass it. So I'm not even mad about it.
Yeah, yeah. And much like the effects, the jokes I thought were the same way. Some of them hit and I thought were really funny, and some did not and were kind of annoying. My and maybe there were a few too many for my liking, especially because they weren't all great.
Yeah.
But some of them, like one of my favorites, and I don't even know if this was a joke or not, but it did make me laugh. Well, was when they were the group of kids went back to their house and they pulled up into that real nice suburban neighborhood and everything, mm-hmm. you know, cause they were driving that van with all painted up and stuff. Yeah. It just looked kind of ridiculous and it made me laugh. I thought that was really funny. And there were some really good jokes like that, but then there were just some where I was like, all right, that's, you didn't need that. So, you know, it's, I guess you could say overall, that was kind of my feeling of the movie was I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun, but there were some hit or miss things throughout.
Yeah. The writing in this, and again, like you can look and say this movie is a perfect example of, they were good at a lot of things. They were bad at something. They were good at a lot of things, but they weren't great at anything.
Right.
And that's kind of the thing with this movie. And they were bad at certain things sometimes, but they were good at those things at other points, you know? So yeah. It's like anything bad you can point at, they did well in certain spots. It was just not perfect and it wasn't consistent, which normally we bag on a lot of things about for not being consistent, but this was consistently watchable, which is more important than fucking anything else.
Yeah, and I think most of that falls on the cast, and going back to the performances, I think everybody was pretty good, you know, and I think that helped. I think the performances really carried this movie more than anything else, because the effects were inconsistent. The script is kind of inconsistent with jokes that hit and some that don't, you know, and honestly, the story towards the end got a little convoluted, you know, and I started to kind of feel the runtime a little bit, like, all right, can we just kind of wrap this up now?
Yeah.
I feel like we're going on a little too long here, and it's not a long movie, but that was like just the script, like the way it was written. It was kind of like, okay, we're at the point where this should end. Why isn't ending?
Yeah. And a lot of movies do that, man, especially when you have a concept like this, you know, it's like, how do you stretch it into a full movie? And I get that it's not easy, because a lot of the things that we liked in this, if you get too much of it, you'll stop liking it. And we already had points where a lot of it had low notes, you know, where, okay, it was good here, but they didn't have enough to drag it out. So now if you continue that, you know, like you're not looking at anything much better. So it's a tough spot for them to be in, man. And we see a lot of, I bag on the shark movies about it a lot. Where, man, like, if you could just get the fuck out of here in an hour, we might have something, you know? And I get the time restraints where you need feature lengths and all this shit. Right. I understand. And that's kind of bullshit. Honestly, we should get away with that shit. I feel like the amount should be a lot shorter for a feature length, only because, dude, if you think about it, it's stopping a lot of movies from being fucking good, or at least better.
And I think that might be why this one did it too, because I just looked up the runtime. This was like 96 minutes or something.
Barely.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like maybe they thought they needed to hit that 90 minute mark or something, because it did feel like it should have wrapped up quicker. But not, it wasn't super terrible in that respect either. Like I think you're looking at a solid 85 minute movie, which is still feature length, you know? Yeah. But I think I do feel like maybe they wanted to hit that 90 minute mark for some reason. But if they'd shaved about 10 minutes off of it, I think it would have felt a lot tighter, because it was towards the end. Like, all right, come on. Yeah. We know what's going to happen here. Let's just get there. But I, you know, it's a small complaint, because it was for the most part a really enjoyable film. I did love watching it today. I'm glad that I finally got around to rewatching it. It didn't burn me like so often I get burned on the rewatches.
Yeah, and I've rewatched this. Man, I've seen this movie at least 5 times. I mean, like, I've watched it a lot. But, you know, I also am an avid hip-hop enjoyer. Most of my friends are. We partake in the marijuanas. And this is, you know, like, anything with Snoop involved kind of just, even though it had nothing really to do with it, it's just Snoop was there. So automatically, you know, a lot of my friends would want to watch Bones, you know, because they never seen the Snoop Dogg horror movie. Let's watch it. And I never regretted putting it on. Like, it's always a good time. It's always a good watch. And I feel like I feel like there was no expectations for this thing. Like, you kind of see Snoop Dogg start being the villain of a horror movie, and you're like, oh boy, okay. And you're so low already. And dude, like, this thing had, it was better than it should have been.
Yes, it certainly was. Yeah, it really was. I enjoyed my time watching it. Minor complaints here or there. I mean, again, a movie like this, like the effects, you don't expect them to be good. I mean, honestly, I'm more surprised at the number of good effects that we got than I am at the bad ones.
And that's the, and maybe it is a fucking completely unfair because you just really, really don't expect shit coming out of this fucking thing whatsoever, dude.
Right? I mean, it just seems like the kind of thing that shouldn't be that good, but it honestly is. It's another win for Snoop Dogg.
Absolutely. And here's something that I don't know if I've ever brought this up on the show before. And if I have, it's been super short, the list. This soundtrack was a banger. And I don't know if you agree because, hip hop's not really your main genre. But, dude, this thing had some fucking, they had Snoop Dogg alone. Obviously, mm-hmm. he's going to fucking do his thing. They had him. They had fucking D12 with Eminem. They had Warren G. They had fucking Nate Dogg. They had Exhibit. Dude, they were doing their damn thing on here.
Outkast was on here. I'm not familiar with most of those people.
Those are big artists. You don't know Exhibit?
No.
My ride.
Eminem, you said, I know that, and Outkast. I saw Outkast in concert.
They're good. Andre 2000 is a fucking legend.
It was a hell of a show. It was really good.
Yeah. But Exhibit, Pimp My Ride. No?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
You put fish tanks in Honda Civics and shit. How do you not fucking remember this?
I don't remember that at all.
You never watched Pimp My Ride?
No.
Oh, Rob, it had the world by storm when I was growing up, dude. I can't believe you never heard. It was Exhibit going around. Obviously not him. It was this, the show was people submit in their cars that are like, broken down or like really shitty cars that they have. And you would submit to the show to try and get them to pimp your ride. And they would do a completely redo the whole car, remodel the entire car. Mm-hmm. And they were doing crazy. They were putting fish tanks in them motherfuckers. And like, they pimped you a ride.
Mad as hell. So I did that to my car. Dude, now I got to take care of a car and fish. What the fuck?
Dude, they had so many crazy things. If you ever get bored, look it up. And I swear to you, you will not regret the ridiculousness that it was. But yeah, they had
crazy.
They had horror stories of like people with these cars afterwards because it's like they had so much shit in there that they now have to take care of.
Yeah.
That like the fucking fish tank starts leaking and it's going over bumps. It's not going to last for very long.
Yeah. Water splashing out. You got fish laying on the floorboard all of a sudden.
I cannot believe you haven't. You know what? Honestly, it's so entertaining and ridiculous. I wouldn't be opposed to every once in a blue moon having a Patreon show of you watching an episode of Pimp My Ride and we just watch it. Honestly, it was that like I could find the most outrageous ones and have you watch them.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about that.
But Exhibit was a big West Coast artist as well, like Snoop. So
I didn't recognize, like I thought I heard Eminem in there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't recognize any, but the songs were good. Like the music was good. I wasn't familiar with like the artists or anything,
I know how I feel.
Yeah.
This is usually how it goes for me. And I won't bring up the soundtrack because I'm like, I don't know anything about this. Sounds good though. I like it. But yeah, it was like, and that's kind of the beauty of having, obviously name value to your movie, sure. But, when you have somebody with a big role in your movie that specializes and is so big, like it's not like they just got some random rapper, like they got Snoop Dogg, like he's going to be able to, okay, now, just starting out the blueprint for this movie, knowing you have Snoop Dogg, your soundtrack's going to be a fucking banger.
Sure. And it was a big deal. I looking at the poster, like the poster is just his face and his name is the only name on the poster.
It's all had to be.
But yeah, it's right across the top. Snoop Dogg.
And I'm looking it up now. Apparently, the soundtrack for this movie, it ranked as high as 14 on Billboard's top hip hop and R&B albums.
Good. Yeah, people liked it. All right.
Yeah. And it was 39 was the highest on the Billboard Top 200.
All right, that's not bad.
Talking banger.
Yeah, all right.
Finally, a movie where I can talk about the fucking music and the soundtrack. Holy shit, this is... And I didn't even pick the fucking movie.
That's right, you didn't pick it.
All right, I don't really have a tremendous amount more. Because, again, that's the thing with movies like this. We say it all the time. It's almost better off a movie's bad. For discussion purposes. Like, if it's bad, we could sit and rag on it until the fuck cows come home.
Right.
When it's mid, like, you could just, and when it's mid and even upper mid, like, I'm gonna call this upper mid, and it's enjoyable, it's like, you're gonna just sit here and say, that was good. It could have been better, but, you know, like, it's kind of just the same thing over and over. But overall, the message for this, I think, is if you have not seen Bones, it's one of those you have to see.
Yeah, it's definitely, this was movie is definitely worth sitting down to watch. Like, it's a good time. You know, again, don't expect it to blow your mind. Don't think it's good. You're going in watching the greatest thing you've ever seen. No. You're looking to have a good time. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I should have told Grandma Bones to watch this.
Yeah, there you go. Should have told her.
Yeah. I was telling Grandma Bones, she's starting her, hopefully this will be something I'll be able to regularly update on, is what I'm hoping it can turn into. Honestly, yeah. For the show, like the tracking of Grandma Bones's filmography viewing.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fun. Get a little mini reviews from her. I know she doesn't want to be on the show, but find out what she thought and then you can report back.
Right. That's what I'm hoping we can get, because honestly, Grandma Bones is the reason I got into horror in the first place. So like, it's a big deal to me. And for some reason, the listeners really like Grandma Bones. So that would be a dub. But I've been telling, she's finally getting her smart TV. It always worked. She just didn't know how to use it. So I went over there again to show her how to use it, because Grandma Bones loves horror movies. She wants to, it's cold out. She don't want to go out in the winter. She's going to sit and watch some movies. If she can sit there and fucking figure out how to use that goddamn remote, I should have told her, you know what, Grandma, this you should watch, that you should watch, and watch Bones with Snoop Dogg. I don't know if she would have did it, but.
Sky's the limit once Grandma figures out that remote.
Dude, and it's funny because I'm showing her, I'm like, Grandma, it's literally just up, down, left, right, back, home, enter. Those are like, it's all you have to do to use this. And she was struggling a bit. She got it though. Like I told her, I showed her how to do it for a while. I'm like, you know what? You do it. And she was doing it, man. There's hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully get some reviews from Grandma Bones that we can talk about on the show. That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a fun segment.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a movie I don't like, I'll yell at her for it. I don't care. I'm not scared of that spoon no more. I'm a grown ass man. I know she'll smack me with it, but I could take it. That's fine.
Ever watched Terrifier?
Dude, honestly, I was trying to find, she didn't have a service on there that had to, I want her to watch Terrifier. I cannot wait for that one scene that I showed her from Terrifier. Like if I could get just a slither of that, it would be phenomenal. It wouldn't phase her though. I'm telling you now.
All right.
Do you have any facts for this thing?
Yeah, I got some trivia here. First of all, Mikey, we got to circle back to last week because I forgot to report that the Spiral from the Book of Saul has no Danza.
Did we really need to do that?
Yeah, I got ahead of myself because last week was kind of a rush. I watched the movie late and everything, and I was throwing the trivia together while we were doing the show, and I forgot to look. But I know people were curious, but no Danza in Spiral from the Book of Saul.
Nobody's curious. Nobody cares.
No, I think people were wondering. I think there were. As far as Bones is concerned, it had an estimated budget of $16 million.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
God damn.
a little bit more than I expected. Worldwide gross was $8.4 million. So they did not make their money back on this. Hopefully that soundtrack sold a lot.
It's funny. We're going to make this movie, but all the money's going to be made in the soundtrack, though.
Also sad to report, there is no Danza in Bones either.
Stop reporting Danzas.
It's people wonder about these things.
Nobody wonders. You are literally just busting my balls with.
Ernest Dickerson's original cut was structured more like a classic horror movie. It was meant to be sort of a slow build, but the studio wanted a much quicker approach, so he had to recut things. So there is, at least at one point, there was a different version of this movie that was more of a slow build, kind of a slow burn. I'd be curious to see that. I don't know if it'd be better or not, but I'd be curious to see it.
There you go. I was going to ask. I'd be curious to see it, too. But I feel like with everything we talked about, with everything that they were going for here, I feel like they probably made the right move.
Probably. Yeah. But I'd still be interested in watching it. This movie was the first time where Snoop Dogg and Pam Grier collaborated together on film. However, they did work together when Grier reprised her titular role in Foxy Brown in the music video for Snoop Dogg's Doggy Dog World.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a good video.
I don't know that video. Not super familiar with that song. But she was in the video, apparently. And finally, Snoop Dogg and Pam Grier play lovers who are supposed to be the same age. In reality, Grier was born in 1949 and Snoop Dogg was born in 1971. 22 year age difference. But you know what? You don't question it on screen.
I was going to say, it didn't feel like it.
Yeah. Like when you look at the two, when you see the two of them together, you don't think, oh, wow, she's so much older than him. So she must look great for her age, because he doesn't. It's not like he looks old, you know?
No. And that's the thing. I mean, look, if you get Snoop Dogg off of a movie or TV or whatever set, yeah, he's going to look different without the makeup. And, you know, obviously, yeah, the guy is, hold on, I'm going to check his age right now. But look, honestly, for his age, he's 53 years old. He is a good looking dude who has not aged bad whatsoever.
No, not at all. Yeah, he still looks good.
Yeah, still good. Especially this was 2001. This came out.
He was still
a fly motherfucker back then, especially. So you don't notice it at all. Wow, that's crazy. So, and there's way less age differences that we have come out and questioned on the show from other movies. That is why, dude, Snoop Dogg is just the greatest to do anything. I swear to God, dude, he does no wrong.
Well, normally the age gap goes the other way, right? Where it's some like old dude and some young girl, and you're like, this doesn't look right at all.
Yeah, both of them look great.
It's kind of surprising to see that big age difference between the two of them, because when you see them together on screen, it doesn't seem weird or out of place or unusual at all.
Not at all.
But that's it. That's all for the trivia. Not a whole lot for Bones.
Yeah. We were saying before we started the show, we were surprised. You would think there'd be a lot of stupid little things.
Yeah. When I was digging in, I thought there would be a lot, like, but no, there really wasn't.
All right. So we got to Portnoy this thing.
Okay.
This is hard. And I was going to say, like, just to give it like a fair movie score, because I kind of don't want to be too mean to it. Mm-hmm. But that $16 million, there is no way to go. Oh, that's another thing. New Line Cinema did this fucking thing. I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I remember being surprised when I saw that come up on the screen, too. Like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed. But yeah, it was New Line Cinema. I mean, I can go first if you want.
All right, go ahead.
I got a score locked in here. Like, this is, it's a lot of fun. It's not a great movie. The effects are inconsistent. The script is gets a little convoluted, and it does feel like they were kind of stretching for some time in there. The jokes are hit or miss also, but it's still way better than it has really any right to be. The performances are fantastic. Snoop Dogg holds up his own. Pam Grier is fantastic in the movie. All the cast does a really good job. I didn't have any complaints about any of that. And ultimately, it's really like, if you're going to sit down and watch a horror movie starring Snoop Dogg, what you want is something fun. And I think you kind of would sit down and watch this and expect it to be one of those movies that's so bad it's good because you're just having fun laughing at it. But that's not what it is.
No,
it's a good movie. It's a competent film and it's entertaining. I give it a 6.3.
Damn. Okay. And that's the neighborhood I was living to, man. But like, it feels high when you think about certain points of the movie. But then again, like, if you go any lower, like, it feels low because of certain points of the movie. Oh, this is hard. All right. Given everything we talked about, sum it all up. At the end of the day, this is a fun movie to sit and watch. And that is the goal of a movie, is to make you want to watch it and make you enjoy watching it and make you tell people to watch it and to want to watch it again. And like, these are, above anything else, these are the main objectives of any movie. And I feel like it did this. And it did it because of everything you said, man. The performances. And that's another thing. You could look at stuff like The Leprechaun. This is just the best example off the top of my head. Those performances were terrible. You know, let's call it what it was. You know, like they weren't good. Yeah. Other than Warwick Davis and Ice-T in one of them. And even Ice-T kind of, He didn't put his highest effort towards that role. It's kind of clear.
He knew what he was in.
Absolutely. Effort matches paychecks, I'm sure. And I, so, yeah, like it. This like it had no business. The performances had no business being as good as they were. And across the board, you know, like there was nothing, no performance in here that I can look at and say that was bad. Can't do right. it. So given that and their ability to withstand the typical things you see, tropes, if you will, from these, like the overuse of weed jokes and just, you know, something stupid as like the villain's, I don't know, weakness or like you just see stupid shit like that. In movies right. like this. And it's really frustrating because you can, as we've seen with films like Candyman, you could take that setting and really do a lot with it. And you can elevate it as much as you feel like. And if you feel like doing something like this, that's great. And, you know, you should do a lot of things to match that tone and to go all the way with it. Or it can go all the way up the ladder to something as perfect as Candyman. And you can take it.
I was going to say, to be clear, this is not Candyman.
Absolutely not. But yeah. that's what. But this setting is something you could do. You have both sides of the spectrum.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
you can go as high as Candyman with elevation and a serious tone, or you can have fun with it and do something like this. And I'm not mad at either one. Like, I enjoy both. You know, as long as they're good, I'll sit and watch them. I'm going to sit. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to give it a flat six.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a fair score. I don't want to give it under a six, but I don't really like I don't know how comfortable I am giving it a six in the first place. I feel like that's a nice comfy spot.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. So I'm a bigger Snoop Dogg fan than you.
You son of a bitch. You were hoping this would happen all fucking night just for this moment, weren't you?
I'm a bigger soft fan than Kat and a bigger Snoop fan than you. Nice.
You lying son of a bitch. It's not fair to take that cat stance either with Kat. Either. Like, you knew damn well Spiral, that was an unfair bridge for her. That was a very unfortunate spot that Chris put her in. All right. Patreon.com/radio tier starting as low as $3 a month. Also a free week trial. You want to go on there? You can get a free week and consume as much as the Patreon content as you can in that week. And, you know, see if it's for you. And, you know, like I said, tier starting as low as $3 a month, guys. Come on.
That's right. 75 cents a week. You can feed a podcast.
That is hysterical. Follow us at /radio on Twitter, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok. Is TikTok going away?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They got like a week to figure it out.
Oh,
because I think the 19th was the deadline.
Please, God, let it go.
As we're recording this, they've got a week. By the time this comes out, they'll have a handful of days. Of course, it may be resolved by the time this comes out. But
yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think it's going anywhere, but that's
it seems unlikely. But I'm also kind of rooting for it because I like chaos.
Oh, I want it gone just because I can't stand the platform. I feel bad for Greg. I do because he's built a hell of a platform on there for himself. Yet and still, I don't. Like, me and TikTok have beef. And the more I have to use it for the damn show, the more beef I have with it. So let's let it just fucking go. It's less for me. And I'm at Mikey's Den on Twitter. Rob, where the fun are you?
I'm a Blue Sky at Radio Rob 123. You can listen to the other show that I do with Kat. It is the Nick fucking Woo Cagecast. That is Nick effing Woo Cagecast in your podcast player. And we just released our episode on Left Behind. And we've got another episode coming up on, I believe it's called Dying of the Light or Dying in the Light or some, I don't know, some sort of spy movie. I don't know. We're in that weird Nick Cage owes the IRS money phase. So a lot of these movies are like, what is this?
So this is around the time we lost this castle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this shit.
Castle's gone.
Damn. Pre-castle and post-castle got to be very different human beings, right?
I would imagine.
I sent you a Nick Cage like funny little video thing, man. And you didn't say nothing. It was funny.
Oh yeah, I saw that you sent it, but I never clicked on it.
Oh man, it was something about when a Nick Cage main sees another Nick Cage player in DVD, and she was doing some things that Nick Cage cut out, dressed as Nick Cage.
Yeah, I'll check it out at some point, right. Or I'll forget about it entirely and never look at it.
Voting the latter.
50-50 on that.
I'm betting the under.
Yeah.
All right, guys, come back, check us out next week. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.